News from Camberwell. Fire tragedy block to be refurbished. Council announces plan for building 5 years after blaze. The tower block, where 6 people were killed in one of Britain's worst fires, will be reopened as residential flats, the council has revealed, 5 years after the tragedy. Lacknell House, the Camberwell Council block in Sue's Gardens estate, where 3 women and 3 young children died and another 20 were injured on July the 3rd, 2009, will begin the year-long refurbishment in April next year, according to the proposals. This is the first time the council has publicly stated its aims for the building and brings to an end any speculation that the structure will be demolished. A memorial for the victims who died in the fire is hoped to be built, but when and where this will be is yet to be disclosed. Diana Francisquini, 26, and her daughter Thea, 6, and son Felipe, 3, Helen Urukua, 34, and her 20-day-old daughter Michelle, and 31-year-old Catherine Hickman, were the 6 people killed in the blaze. Southwark Council, who has since ploughed £45 million into improving fire safety in blocks around the borough, faced criticism after an inquest concluded the blaze, the UK's worst ever tower block fire, was largely caused by unsafe renovation work and the council's failure to carry out proper fire safety checks in the building. All 91 council flats and 7 private flats are set to be refurbished, while another 7 new homes will be built next to Lacknell as part of a new build development, the council told the news this week. It's also quelled rumours that it was planning to add extra floors to the 12-storey building. Tenants who lived at Lacknell House before the fire are set to be offered priority housing at the tower block as part of a local letting scheme which is being developed. Since 2013, Southwark Council has been working to develop the project alongside contractors Calford Seaton and a group of residents. No decision has yet been made on whether Lacknell House will keep its current name, and no budget has been assigned to the project. The undercroft of the building could be developed to house local groups that currently use the shops on the estate to meet in. Councillor Peter John, leader of Southwark Council, said, "This is a poignant moment in the history of what's happened in that part of the borough. It's important to reflect on the impact that the Lacknell fire has had on so many people, not least the families of those who died, but also on the community of the Sears Gardens estate. And now is the right time to move forward. It's good to see a really positive step for people living here, who've worked on this project for many months and who can now look ahead to the tight-knit community expanding as new residents move in."